Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias. Once again, that's good. Can we start?
Yes, you may.
Okay. When you sent into my energy, can you tell me, do I expect too much from myself? More than is possible from my capabilities and within this focus.
Do you expect more than your capabilities? No.
No.
But do you impose expectations upon yourself that may be deemed at times to be unreasonable? Yes.
Wow.
For at times you interpret expectations of yourself that perhaps in the moment are forcing your energy and are beyond your expression of acceptance at the time.
This is something I do not quite understand. Do you mean I force myself too much?
Yes.
In this way, I do expect more than I can, can bring.
In a moment, yes.
But not in general, not in the possibility itself.
Correct.
Oh, I see. It's like if I want to play the violin, I have to accept that I would have to have some years of practicing before I could do a certain piece of music, for example.
Correct.
Uh-huh. Here we go. This makes sense to me because I feel I have, in a way, ideas or whatever, dreams, visions, nuts in my mind, which on the other side I'm not capable to really fulfill because of this kind of personality and character. And so in the end I fail, and so this was what made me wonder if I expect too much from myself because of this personality and character. Because I think you cannot change completely within one focus your personality type.
No. Now, let me express to you, as in every expression or in any movement, there are no absolutes, and therefore it is not impossible to entirely alter a personality type. But generally speaking, individuals within one focus do not alter their personality type, for it is unnecessary. For as you are essence, you are also simultaneously expressing many, many, many different personality types in many different focuses. Therefore, it is unnecessary to alter one focus to be experiencing a different personality type or personality traits, so to speak, for they are being expressed in other focuses simultaneously, and they are all you.
That's right. That's why what I understand, and that's why I feel these things. But what I really, what really triggers me all the time is, why do I, in a way, have a kind of bright dream about something? This may sound really odd, but a kind of bright dream about something which I do not really know what it is, and so I can't really go into that direction. I mean, I always had kind of clear, a kind of list of what I wanted to do in this focus, and I had done all these points. So this is why I'm at a very strange place. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't have any kind of clear vision which I could follow and could say, okay, I want to do this or that, I want to blah, 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 blah. But there is not this particular, this clear vision. But there is a kind of feeling that as I said yesterday, I would like to step into my brightness. And with brightness I meant, I want to feel into this, I want to step into this kind of life and kind of especially work situation, where I'm so much in harmony with myself that I express this kind of, maybe it's value fulfillment, but I perceive it as a kind of brightness because I'm in harmony with myself, and it really doesn't matter if it's a bakery, if it's a baker, or if it's a whatever brand situation, but this in harmony with myself, and it's a strange place where I am at.
I'm understanding, but be remembering, you also are moving with this shift, and therefore you also are shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, what you may have expressed pastly does not fit any longer within your present reality, for you have shifted. And in this, you may have set forth with yourself goals previously that you aspired to accomplish in the future, but now this is not the point. The point now is what you are describing of generating this type of harmony, but not in the future. This is what we have spoken of yesterday, in our conversation concerning holding your attention upon yourself in the now.
This is how you step into your brightness?
Yes.
In that moment you are in your brightness?
Yes.
Correct. Now it's my turn to say correct. No. Okay. This makes sense to me. Thank you.
You are quite welcome.
Okay. I have a very strange and special question, and maybe you will respond to me the same what you said right now, but I will nevertheless ask this question. I do not have the possibility to ask you every moment about something, and I think it's not the point to always go to somebody else or some other essence or whatever to ask, but the question is, how do I come to the place where you are at with your perception timing and whatever within myself, without asking anybody else any longer. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. The manner in which you accomplish this is to be trusting of your communications, your expressions to yourself, to be listening in that trust to what you offer to yourself, and to be accepting of yourself, for in that acceptance you shall also begin to generate more and more trust of your own expressions. Now, also, it is quite significant that you allow yourself a calmness and a quietness that you may hear what you are expressing to yourself. And in this, I may express to you, this requires paying attention to yourself. For you shall not listen to your voice if you are not paying attention to yourself. You offer yourself communication in many, many different manners. And this is the reason that it is quite important to be paying attention to all of the aspects of yourself, to be paying attention to all that you are communicating to yourself through all of the different avenues, being aware of self is ultimately important.
Did you say ultimately?
Yes.
Thank you. Very exciting. I thought if I would have only one question which is possible to ask Elias anymore, because of, well, this would be the question. This what I just have asked. Yesterday you said, I am partially listening. And that is in a way a little bit frustrating, because I never am really clear what is the part I'm listening and what is the part I'm not getting. And so I said, okay, if I am partially listening, how do I really manage to fully listen? Can you comment on that?
Very well. Let us revisit the example that I offered to you previously of the individual that is creating and experiencing pain within a physical body. Now, the individual is partially listening to their communication, for they are paying attention to the experience of the pain. But this is the only communication that they are listening to, is the pain. And therefore, this is the experience that they continue. Now, this is not to say that they are not offering themselves many other communications, but they are noticing and paying attention to merely one. Now, your scenario, as you described yesterday, you are paying attention to one communication of frustration, and you are paying attention to one communication that you are dissatisfied with certain elements of your focus. You are dissatisfied with some of your choices. You are listening to the communication of what you do not want, but you are not listening to all of the other communications that are occurring. Let me express to you, all that you experience within this physical focus is generated by perception. Now, every expression that you may create within your reality may be instantaneously altered by altering your perception. And perception is guided by attention and is steered by attention. Therefore, if you are holding your attention in one direction, your attention is directing your perception to create merely one expression, such as the pain. You are continuously offering yourself many communications simultaneously. It is merely a matter of dislodging your attention from one groove, so to speak, and allowing your attention to move. And therefore, allowing it to receive different information which it shall offer to your perception, and therefore you shall allow yourself to create many different expressions. You may.
I will study more about this in the material and also about the outward reflection. I once was in a restaurant and there were two people which were somehow very, they made the impression I got was that they are very frustrated, depressed and resignated or whatever. One couple was sitting in front of me and the other was sitting in the back of me. And both of them I felt not very fine with, not to look at or not to listen to, I just didn't feel fine being next to them. Then I said, aha, this is my outward reflection. Aha, maybe not, I don't know, but I choose to change my place in this restaurant and I went inside, and there was a completely different scenario, and I had a great fun. I had a great time there with great laughter and everything. So I wondered, I'm very much triggered by this enormous depression and resignation of the people around me, for example, in public life, in subways and so on. It feels like I said yesterday, this is, so many people feel trapped in life, snared in life and whatever, and I'm very sensitive to this because it's in a way my topic, which I did not fully, at times yes, but a part of my psyche, the half of my being is still struggling with this. So when I encounter this in the outward world, I really have very often problems to stand this. So what I did was I chose really the place where I wanted to be, and the way I turned my head to the direction I turned my head to, the things I wanted to listen to, I really chose every slightly bit because I wanted to experience something differently. And I think if I understand you right, I can also do this with my inner, the direction I put my thoughts towards to, and also the outside, the direction of the outward attention, so both things. And I'm starting with this outward reflection topic. is this the right track I'm on?
Yes.
Yes, that's good. Because I'm so much triggered by this, by these outward imageries, like I said, these depressed people. It's like I'm very sensitive to this energy, and it dims me so much. But it is that is what is alive in the world, very much so. There are not so many people which are happy, but more which are unhappy. And I have to move within this world.
Ah, but...
Okay.
Remember, this is generated through your perception.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do present yourself with outward reflections of yourself, it is quite understandable that your perception would generate a world in which you view most individuals to be depressed or expressing resignation.
Have you ever been in the subway in the morning when people drive to work? Oh, Elias! Oh, there is so much frustration, aggression, depression, and all these things.
Let me express to you, my friend, this is a creation of your perception. And I may express to you quite genuinely and realistically that were you to be expressing a different perception, you would also generate quite a different world around you.
Okay, let's go into the details. I still have to study the material. I know this. But this is really something I'm deeply struggling with.
That you do hold the ability to generate a different world. Quite realistically, I'm not speaking figuratively, my friend. I'm speaking quite literally. You create every aspect of your reality, even the other individuals that you view within your world.
Okay.
Therefore, they are all generated by your perception. How you perceive is how you shall create. If you perceive your world to be cruel and depressing, this is what you shall create.
That's my greatest pain in life. Here we are really at the core of everything. When I think about it, or when I try to understand it, I try to understand it in the scenario, even in the worst scenario you can imagine. For example, you are imprisoned and you have no chance. You got maybe two times lifetime because maybe you have murdered three people and you got a very heavy punishment. Okay, now you are in the scenario of a prison, and you are maybe in a very, very cruel prison, and you have no chance to come out of the prison with your body, because they will not let you. They gave you, let's say, two times lifetime, and you are in this prison, and there are these guardians which are very cruel, and there are these other people which are imprisoned, and you are there, and there is no hope to come out of this. So what is your chance there? You can't change this because you really are imprisoned.
I am quite understanding, but this also is a choice, my friend.
What is a choice? To be experiencing this scenario?
Yes.
But if you are in this scenario, Elias, and you cannot come out, you can change your perception and everything.
No. Yes, you may. And yes, you can.
Okay.
And I may express to you, in your reality, in your world, there are individuals in this type of scenario now, and their perception is not depressing.
You mean they don't experience that as an depressing scenario?
Correct.
I know. But still they can't move out of that scenario because they have this punishment of maybe two times lifetime.
But they have chosen this.
Yes, but maybe not objectively. Okay, this is my greatest fear, to be somehow locked in a situation which I can't change and which I perceive as very, very painful. And, that's in a way really... my great hope was in a way, I was thinking about that, my great hope was, with this material and with this knowledge I can create a world I really want to, and where I don't feel trapped into it and forced into it, and in a way compelled, I don't know if that's the right term. But then yesterday I thought maybe Elias is talking about that life is as it is. It is a day-to-day life, a simple life. Life exists. Life means all these little tiny things and not these great, bright, whatever things, but a day-to-day life where you really have to stick with, and all you can do is really enjoy these little things, and you are Well, my idea was in a way that I could live a free life, which I'm happy with. And yesterday I was not quite sure after that session any longer. I thought, okay, maybe he's just talking about how I can live in a way better with this day-to-day life.
What I am expressing to you, my friend, is all that you can imagine in brightness and wonder, you may also create. You are unlimited in what you may create. It is merely a matter of perception. But I am also aware that your beliefs are quite strong, and in this they are quite influencing, and therefore I am offering you information concerning how you may begin. For in association with your beliefs, you shall not awaken tomorrow and create the dream of your imagination of all that you want. But you may begin now to incorporate steps that allow you to practice acceptance, trust, and appreciation of yourself, of your reality, now. And in that practice, the action shall become more and more familiar. And as it becomes more and more familiar, you generate more trust, you generate more acceptance, you generate more appreciation. And it continues. You expressed yesterday, Elias, as in the scenario of dropping a stone into a pool. And I expressed to you, yes. What occurs as you drop the stone into the pool? What effect does it incorporate with the water? It generates ripples,
mm-hmm.
and they continue to ripple outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
In like manner, as you practice focusing upon yourself and generating this appreciation of yourself, that also ripples outwardly and alters your perception and thusly alters your world, alters your reality. In which perhaps each day you may enter your subway, and each day view one more individual upon the train which is not depressed. And eventually you may be riding within your train, and all of the individuals upon the train shall be smiling.
Probably not. Do we understand that this is really the greatest pain, that this is really where the desperation sits?
I am understanding, but this is a reflection of what you are generating within yourself. And therefore, this is what you project outwardly and reflect to yourself. Let me express to you, my friend, there are individuals that are far more imprisoned in freedom than there are those that are actually incarcerated. There are individuals that may be within a physical prison, but offer themselves a greater freedom than some individuals that are not walled behind bars.
Yes, I agree. I agree there are many ways of imprisoning yourself.
Correct.
And I'm, in a way, digging a tunnel with the limits of my own prison. I feel that part of me is still imprisoned. I'm still digging this tunnel and try to free myself. I'm working on that.
And this is a fine action to be incorporating in this digging of your tunnel. For you continue to move in what you term to be a forward direction.
Do you feel the intensity I'm digging with?
Perhaps it may be described as determination.